Well, how do you feel about playing a main character in two hit sci-fi shows? I've been really lucky to play two very interesting women back to back. So I just finished doing the miniseries of Farscape, and Erin was an incredible character to play. Very serious, but very strong, and like a little child who needed help becoming a woman. And that is the one similarity with Vala, playing her on Stargate. She's also childlike and very playful, but I think she's had, and they've both had very difficult lives, but Vala enables me to bring out a lot more comedy in my performance than I had the opportunity to do with Erin. But as an actress, it's been very lucky, not only financially as an actor to be working back to back, but also creatively to play such different roles. The experience of working with Ben Browder on Farscape is completely different to the experience I have here at Stargate, because they keep us separated. But they did at the beginning. I think maybe they were worried that some of the fans of the show would think we'd come to take over and change the style of the program, maybe. And also, Ben and I were there when the show was started from the very beginning, so we had a bigger input in the shape and the tone of the program. And we all grew together like a family on Farscape, and Ben and I have arrived late to this family, but they have been incredibly welcoming. And it's I'm always very lucky when Ben's on set, because I know that I have someone I can count on to give me an honest opinion about my work. And since I consider him to be part of my family, it's always nice to have a nice brother around. 200 is probably one of the funniest episodes. Have you seen it? I think the 200th episode is very funny, because I haven't watched all of the episodes that have come. Some of the jokes I didn't understand, and they needed to be explained to me. But I was even surprised that I was included in it as much as I was, because I knew they wanted to really make this episode, especially for all the fans. And I hope they've enjoyed it. I haven't heard what the response has been to the to it airing in America, as it did on Friday night for the first time. But we certainly had some very funny moments filming it, and I was just impressed by the amount of enthusiasm and hard work from everybody in the crew that went into it. So there was always a great atmosphere when we were shooting it. What did you enjoy the most about performing on that episode? I kind of answered that, but I did. It was the first time I'd worked with Martin Wood, so that was an enjoyable experience. He's very organized, and he's very respectful of actors. The way he communicated with us, I was grateful for the way that he always included us in the process, and if we had ideas, he was very open about them. What was the most challenging scene you had to do during your time on Stargate? When we did the episode where Vala gets burnt by the Prior, it was incredibly hot, and I was sitting in the center of that circle, and as the rings got closer and closer, we knew that they weren't going to come into the two closest rings. And I was actually pregnant for some of that sequence, because we shot it, some of it before the break, and then I found out I was pregnant, and then after the break I came back and I was a little bit more nervous about being there, and it was very smoky. They were using different fire that day, and I didn't know what to say, and I went up to Michael Shanks and I said, I think I have to tell you something, and I think I might have to tell the director. Things had changed a little bit, and it was just a bit more intense. And Dan Shea, our stunt supervisor, caught on fire trying to get me out of there, and I think I said something that wasn't very polite. I was a little shocked that he was on fire, and I just remembered the heat. I think that was sort of quite a challenging sequence, but fun. I mean, I like doing that sort of stuff. It's a nice adrenaline rush. The 200th episode was very grueling for me. I had a two-month-old baby who was a very fussy baby, didn't sleep much, And, you know, being up all night with my baby and then in every scene, every setup, every day at work was probably the greatest challenge I've had in terms of, you know, trying to keep energy up when I had none in reserve. One day on set, I actually couldn't remember my line, and no matter how hard I tried, I could not get it out of my mouth. And I was doing a sequence with Willie Garson, and he was very supportive and very sweet, and I tried very hard, but I just could not recall the line. And everyone was standing on set very... I think they felt sorry for me because it's very awkward for an actor when they're going through that. It's quite painful to watch, and it was very painful and embarrassing for me. And I went to Robert Cooper and I said, I had a terrible day today on set, and I'm sorry, I just couldn't remember my line. And he was very sweet, but so they didn't fire me, but that was very challenging that day. Probably the most embarrassing day. Do you carry over any character traits from Farscape? I think that Aaron and Vala, both the similarity in them is that they're both childlike and that they have a lot of growing up to do when we first meet them. How they cope with their past and how they interact with new people is very different. Your character's become an instant hit with fans on the show. Oh, really? That's nice. What aspects of the character do you think appeals to the audience? I think that Vala's coping mechanism of keeping things light and always cracking jokes and teasing people and always seeing the funny side in things and always seeing opportunities and... I think that she's amusing to watch, or I hope she is. She's annoying. Yeah, I think she is very annoying, and I think it's funny and interesting to see what she brings out in Daniel, who's obviously a very popular character on the show, and I think it's nice to see a new side of Daniel. But I also think that she can be quite charming when she wants to be, and quite clever. And because she's a survivor and she's had a very tough life, I think it's always interesting to see what she's going to do next, mm-hmm. in order to scrape through the predicament. Chemistry between Vala and Daniel, was it something planned since the beginning? Nothing was planned. The episode Prometheus Unbound was a playful bottle episode, as they say, was supposed to be inexpensive, easy to shoot, character-oriented. So I think from the beginning it was expected that there would be a little bit of chemistry between Daniel and the character of Vala. They had another actress in mind who wasn't available. Then they approached me, and I saw the opportunity for comedy, and that's what really attracted me to it. So I think it was a combination of what was on the page, because Damien Kindler had written a very funny episode and an interesting character, and the alchemy of me, Michael, and Andy Makita working together, wanting to really bring out as much humor as we could. And when I first met Michael, I went up to him. I actually thought that he'd seen me and chosen to ignore me so that he could be a big star and be all, you know, aloof. I saw him walking down the hall and I thought, oh no, this is going to be a really tough experience. He's kind of ignoring me. And when he realized that I was standing on set waiting to meet him, he came up and he was very sweet and he shook my hand, and I said to him, we had to go and do a stunt rehearsal for the funny fight scene that we had. And I said to him, because I can appreciate what it's like as a regular actor on a show, each new guest actor that comes into play with you presents an opportunity for you to show a new side of your character. So I said to him, what can I do to help you? Is there anything that you want to expose of your character in this episode? Is there something new that you want to do or show about Daniel? Is there something I can do to help, you know, facilitate that? And there was a sort of moment of silence where Michael looked at me and said, I don't know, thank you, I'll think about it. And he said that, you know, he wanted to make the fight as funny as he could, and one of the producers on set was saying, no, let's make sure that Michael looks very macho, it's important that Daniel looks macho. And Michael said, no, that's not what Daniel is. Daniel's not a soldier, he's not military, and it should be funny, let's make it funny. So I think that was the beginning of the real chemistry between Daniel and Vala, was that decision from everybody to protect the humor.
Yeah. Prometheus Unbound is one of the funniest episodes from
Oh, good. Thank you. I think that there's a... You can get a certain magic on set when it's on second unit or when it's a smaller unit and there's no... I mean, I personally love doing the big explosions and the big stunts. I think it's fun to be energetic and bring out the physical side of any character that I'm playing. But there's also a huge opportunity when the episodes are quiet to do some nice character work and some playful acting without, the distraction and the loss of time due to, external forces like setting up stunts and having a large number of cast that all need to be filmed. It was an interesting opportunity, I think, and partly why the episode worked. And I'd also like to say that every time we catch, we see that Prometheus is on television, my husband and I will watch it, and every time we're impressed by Michael and how good he is in the episode. I can take or leave my own performance, but I think he's a terrific actor and an excellent comedic performer. His timing, when you watch that episode, it is absolutely immaculate. He's very, very clever. Would you be interested in exploring Viola's past, especially in playing Katesh on a flashback episode? Definitely. I think that would have been an excellent episode. And we kind of saw a little bit of that when we... I never remember the names of the episodes, but when she goes to the planet where she was Katesh...
The powers that be?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think the ties that bind is the one where she has to go and get the coil back and the necklace back. And
the prior, Greg Anderson? Yeah, that's it.
I think. Okay. So, I mean, we get introduced to... We get an inkling of what it was like, when she was the host of the Gold Katesh, and there were some amusing scenes. But I definitely think that would be a very interesting episode. How would you like the relationship between Viola and Adria to evolve in the future? Well, obviously, we've just had the news about season 10 being at this stage, the last season for Stargate SG-1. That's not to say that, the franchise won't continue and that these characters won't continue on in some form. I know they're discussing the possibility of movies, so it would be very interesting to see what would happen between Viola and Adria if there was a movie. Mm. And I think it's funny when I talk about... Tommen and Viola as parents discussing their very naughty child. She's not only naughty, she's become very evil and very powerful. So I'd be very interested to see how that would play out. How aware were you of Stargate before joining the show in the 8th season? Stargate's actually very popular in Australia, which is where I was born, and it's in syndication all over the world. I think you'd have to live underground and not have come up for about 20 years to not know, or 10 years, I should say, to not have heard of Stargate. I think it's on everybody's radar, even if it's just on the periphery. And for me, Stargate, in Australia, it was on prime time on a free-to-air network, so it was very popular there. So I definitely knew about it, and I'd seen the movie as well. Do you have any funny stories that you'd like to share about the shooting of Stargate? Well, if you know anything about Christopher Judge, there's a million funny stories every single day.
Yeah.
But, everyone, I've had very good, a very good belly laugh with Amanda every day when she's on set, Michael, Ben, everyone. There are so many funny stories that I'll have to probably think about that while I'm answering the other questions and see if I can think of any particular examples. If I'd not chosen to become an actress, what else would you have liked to do? I'd like to have a couple of lives, I think, after this one, in which I would be a chef. And in one, I would like to be in the diplomatic corps and be multilingual. And in another, I would... maybe work for Médecins Sans Frontières or work for some organization that gives legitimate and profound relief to other countries. And in another lifetime, maybe an adventurer. And what else? A musician, a rock star. I think you have to have one lifetime where you're a rock star. Mm-hmm. And I did come from a musical background. So, but I think in this lifetime so far, I'm definitely destined to be an actress, and we'll see what happens in the second half of my life. I'd be very interested to see if I'm still acting in 20 years' time, or maybe in 1 year's time. I'm unemployed. What am I talking about? I'd be interested to see if I'm acting next year. Outside of Stargate, do you have any other projects professionally? I was in an interesting situation in London last year before I relocated to Vancouver. I was asked to help develop some projects, so the producing aspect was interesting to me. And now, of course, now that I'm out of a job next year, I've definitely been thinking about some concepts for some two TV shows in particular and a film that I'd like to make. So I'll be probably doing some meetings this year and next year about those. And I mean, I think nowadays, especially in Australia, the industry is very quiet, and so all the artists there have to create their own opportunities. So I'm going to have to hone my skills now and become a better writer and polish up some of those skills, my producing skills, learn. I have to find a mentor probably, mm-hmm. and start learning more about things behind the camera.
How do you feel about Stargate being cancelled?
It's very sad news about Stargate being cancelled, the series being cancelled. I know there's been discussions about movies and, you know, whether it's theatrical movies or TV movies. And you know, it's great news that Atlantis continues. And I think that it would be very... I really feel for everybody on the show because, you know, on Farscape we worked together for 4 or 5 years and we became family, and it's what we knew and it's what we expected every day. So to have done that for 10 years and to hear that will no longer continue, I'm very sad for people that, and maybe they won't realize it until it's gone, but they, you know, the idea of not seeing people, certain people every day, I think that's very tough. It's hard to get used to, and I think I've learned to not say goodbye in this industry, because there's always that hope that you'll see people again. And if I could say to anyone on the Stargate cast or crew anything, it would be Ben and I worked on Farscape, and then very shortly afterwards we were together again on Stargate. So, you know, the people that are very precious in your life, if you're lucky, you get to reunite with them again, and I can only hope that that will happen for them also. And I think, you know, Stargate is in syndication all over the world. I don't think the fans will ever miss the show because they're always going to be able to find it. It's like Seinfeld or any successful show that's had a really long run, The Simpsons. I mean, you can always find The Simpsons on television. I'm not sure about France and Belgium, but yeah. They're incredibly popular shows. And so it's you know, in one sense it will be greatly missed, but it's also going to be hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're lucky. We have DVDs and we have iPod downloads, and it's not going to be too far away.
Sure.
What's your opinion of a possible romance between Daniel and Vala? Well, I think it would be like an old couple who always fight all of the time. So I think they would be quite miserable together. And I don't know if we should go down that road. I think things are always more funny before they happen rather than once they've happened. A bit like Moonlighting. And I think that's what they've always tried to reference, was that show, the chemistry between Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. I think once you actually consummate the relationship, something dies. Mm-hmm. So I think much more energy if they stay away from each other. You have played in a number of sci-fi and fantasy shows and movies. Is that your favorite genre? I always loved science fiction films, Blade Runner, Aliens, that franchise, the Alien franchise was very, I thought, interesting and exciting. Star Wars, I mean, we grew up with some spectacular science fiction movies when we were kids, and I thought, you know, Terminator, I was always very impressed by Sigourney Weaver and Linda Hamilton. I thought they played their characters beautifully, and they presented these images of very strong women. And I hadn't really seen that before. And as a young, burgeoning sort of feminist, I thought they were interesting role models. And so as an actress, as I became, you know, gradually was getting more work and I became a professional actress, I aspired to one day playing a role like, as they had. Mm-hmm. And the opportunities came in the form of Erin on Farscape and, in a way, Vala on Stargate SG-1. And so in that sense, I think that science fiction has... You know, when they write strong women, they hold their own against the men. They also are fighting battles, and they, just as the real female soldiers do in our armies these days, you know, yeah. Feminism has gone a long way to changing the roles that women play in real life, let alone on, you know, film and television. Are there major differences working in Australia as opposed to Canada? I think that there's actually quite a few similarities. I think that Australian crews work very hard, very long hours. They don't have the strength of the union of, you know, Screen Actors Guild in America, and it's the same in Canada. So people are expected to work harder and longer hours sometimes. I mean, that's not to say that people don't work hard in America, but we just don't have the same guidelines and the same rules. But they, you know, as a people, I think Canadians have a lot in common with Australians. They, you know, they have a good sense of humour and a very positive attitude. And I've not yet worked in America, so I can't make a comparison there. But I like the, you know, everyone works as a team. You know, very very kind people here I found in Canada as well.
Isn't that hard to just leave the Australia to come to live here?
Well, we were actually living in London before we relocated, and London's a very busy, very difficult city to live in sometimes. I really miss it, I do. I had a great time in London when I was there, but I think that the beauty, the natural beauty of this city here in Vancouver is phenomenal, and they're very environmentally responsible here. I'm very impressed by that, and they have a great love of the outdoors, and I thought Australians love the outdoors, but Vancouver really lends itself immediately. I mean, you can walk out of your front door and get on your mountain bike. You can go skiing straight away on these mountains very close to the city. You can go on the harbour on a boat. It's got an amazing... It's very rare in a city to have the harbour and the mountains so close to each other. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I will always take with me about having moved to Vancouver, is the way everyone enjoys their life on the weekends. I mean, moving countries, I do it every year practically, and it's always difficult, but this was a very nice place to come to. Have you been pleased with your character's development thus far this year? Yeah, I think it's very difficult when you're running a show with a lot of characters to serve each character. And in a way, it was very easy for them to focus on Vala because everyone else, all the other characters, had been here for so many years, apart from General Landry and Cameron Mitchell. And I think that it was important that Vala, we saw her grow up a little bit. You know, we needed to see the more human side of Vala. Otherwise, she just would have been irritating all the time. So it's good to see that she's developed some slightly deeper relationships with everyone that she's, you know, on the base. And, what the beauty of Vala, I think I was saying earlier, is, you know, you're always wondering what she's going to do next. So there's always room for development with Vala. You just never know. She's very surprising. So anybody in particular you would like to work with on future projects or in Stargate? Well, I have just heard that Fred Willard is coming to work on the show, who's done a lot of wonderful Christopher Guest films, Mighty Wind and Waiting for Guffman. Best in show, very, very funny actor. And I'm glad to hear that I'll be doing some scenes with him. We've worked with some wonderful guest actors on Stargate. And in the future, I would have loved to have worked with, may she rest in peace, the wonderful Madeleine Kahn, a comedian, very funny comedian. Um, I, of course, I know it's a cliche, but I would love to work with Meryl Streep. I love Diane Wiest. I love Joan Allen, Sigourney Weaver. There are some very interesting people out there. There are a lot of people who's, I'd love to be directed by George Clooney, Steven Soderbergh, Doug Liman, Michael Mann, Scorsese. I mean, the list goes on. There are a lot of people that I'd love to work with. I'm trying to think of some younger actors, but when you have a baby, you don't get to watch any television or see any movies from start to finish. What can you tell us about the episode you're shooting right now and your character's involvement in it? We are filming an episode which is a very interesting story. It's based on a story that Ben Browder suggested to the writers. And if I can talk specifically about it, I don't want to give away spoilers.
What you want?
We go through the gate to investigate a museum, and things are not what they seemed. Things are. We end up in a very tense situation on an alien planet, and we have a first contact situation with them that doesn't go well and doesn't go according to plan. And I think it's an interesting story. It's an interesting idea. Vala gets to display some of her criminal skills. What's been the most joyful part of the year thus far for you and the most stressful? I think, as I said, the 200th was probably the most stressful for me because it was so busy, and it was, the build-up to it of relocating and having the baby and shooting every day, very long hours for many weeks. When we finally got to the 200th episode and we were doing overtime as well on top of that, very difficult. And the most joyful part has just been, just all the good days. We have a lot of laughter on set, and I've really enjoyed it. The best days probably for me have been when I've done a scene and members of the crew have come up to me and said, "That was really funny. I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much for today. Thank you for entertaining me." It was, that means a lot to me, and we've had some really great days. Do you follow any fan-based review comments? I really don't have time. I'd be fascinated to know what's happening on the net right now, having a look at the response and see how everyone's feeling. I'm sure they're very upset, and I hope that they're finding ways to keep their spirits up. But I think if you're going to listen to reviews, you have to be prepared to accept the bad ones with the good ones. You can't just
Usually they're all good ones.
I've been very lucky. I mean, TV Guide, Matt Rausch, a lot of reviewers, they've all been, incredibly supportive. So, it's nice for me to that Vala has been so critically, accepted.
I never heard bad things about Vala.
I think there's some people, I've been told that there are some posts on the net about... And I saw a couple myself. If you're a Vala hater and you think she's ruined the show, post here. I think controversy is a good thing. I've been told you should always be controversial.
Yeah, Vala became very, very, very popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I certainly enjoyed playing her. Favorite story? I have to say Morpheus. Really funny. Second episode of the season, so. I don't know if it's been on air in Belgium yet, has it?
No, only the stop at season 8.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, are you buying the DVDs?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yes. The other means.
I have all the DVDs.
Yeah. What characters would you like to see yours develop with more? Well, we have an opportunity, Amanda Tapping and I, to have a Vala and... why do I keep blanking on her character's name? Samantha Carter. Because I always call her by her last name. In fact, we've done so few scenes with each other that I really refer to her character's name as Vala. Samantha and Vala have a couple of moments in an upcoming episode called Family Ties, so it would be nice to have a little bit of character development there. It would be quite funny to do an episode with General Landry, because I think Vala likes to tease him a lot. He's, you know. And Teal'c, who she calls Muscles.
Yeah.
He's not the Muscles from Brussels, but he does have big muscles.
Yeah.
It'd be funny to do an episode with him, but we had a couple of funny moments that Chris and I have improvised this year in season 10, and you know, we're always trying to sort of put in, you know, as many character sort of moments as we can. So
yeah.